This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
I got the blackberry out of my throat. Blackbird, where are the Beatles when we need them? How many people know that song? Blackbird.
Blackbird. There's a nice California wine named Blackbird.
Is there? Well, you would know about that, Jennifer. I understand that, speaking of McCartney, he's going to be in the new Pirates of the Caribbean movie. What kind of a role is he going to play? That would be
He's a pirate.
Is he a pirate? Is he really?
Yep. Yeah, he released the picture of himself in the costume. He looks great. He's actually almost unrecognizable.
Is he?
It's very cool.
Keith Richards was in. Doesn't he play Jack Sparrow's father?
He did.
Keith Richards doesn't even need makeup, though.
No.
Yeah, exactly.
All right. Speaking of famous stories, Harry Potter and the stolen prequel. Police, Eddie and Doug, wait a minute. Wait, hold on a second. Okay.
Uh-oh.
Now be
honest. You okay?
Yep. Maybe, Heimlich.
I swear, one day it's going to be death by berry.
Oh, boy.
Blueberries, blackberries, strawberries, raspberries, have them all. Harry Potter and the, what is the prequel called? It's called Harry Potter and the prequel. What's it being called?
I don't know if it has an actual name or if it's just the Harry Potter prequel. Yeah.
No. So, supposedly this was, or the original writing of this by J.K. Rowling has been stolen from whom? It was bought, wasn't it bought at an auction? It was sold at an auction, right?
Whoever the person was who bought it at the auction, which was a charity auction, it's been stolen from that person. So I'm sure it's on the black market at this point.
Yeah, I would think so. And what's it worth? Something like that. It's almost priceless, isn't it, for something that's that? I would think that would
in
be...
In certain circles, yes. Yeah, I mean, it's like stealing a first edition.
Right. It's like stealing the Mona Lisa, right, and cutting it up in little pieces and putting it into a jar.
Oh. I don't know if it's that dramatic, is it?
Serial killery of you?
Yeah. Somebody used that as an analogy with me. I'm trying to remember who I was talking to over the weekend. Oh, I know, it was the fellow who's running for mayor here in town, and we were talking about all the various things.
The future mayor of Framingham just called you a serial killer?
No. I know, I was waiting.
We were talking about the land chopping. He knows, and he's trying to help me save the farm, and, you know, if we were to develop it, it would be like chopping up. It's a very valuable piece of land, the largest piece of land west of Boston, and I'm fortunate enough to own it, and I want to save it. And I got nothing but starch and heartache from dealing with the usual constabularies here. That's why I voted and worked hard to get the city form of government here instead of the town. So we were talking about how to save it and what it would look like if it was all chopped up with houses. And he said it would be like chopping up the Mona Lisa, referring to the land as Mona Lisa. It would be like chopping it up and putting it all into a little container and then trying to put it back together again. It's just you wouldn't be able to do it. The Mona Lisa is the Mona Lisa. So I have the Mona Lisa of land, and we're trying to save. Does that make sense?
It does now, yeah.
It didn't
and I'm
before.
Glad that you weren't accused of being a serial killer.
I know.
No, I was not.
And it makes you sound so fancy.
Thank you very much. We have the television report in a moment. First, though, let's go to the Dakota Access Oil Pipeline, one of my favorite things to focus on. That is good to have, but not where it's planned to be placed, at least the end of it. And so the opposition, you thought these people were going to go away? No. As a matter of fact, these people have become quite smart. What they've done is go to the banks that are paying for the project, and they have protested, and as a result of that, the funding appears to be in jeopardy. Good move by them. No violence. Nobody is protesting, wandering around in the cold, or now the warm, or whatever it is. They went. They found out who the banks were that this company uses, went to them, and suggested that perhaps they weren't working in the best interests of people everywhere. So the project is now being delayed because they can't come up with the money to finish it. Good. See, there's more than one way to skin a cat. Is that a bad expression anymore? More than one way to skin a cat?
Insensitive.
I don't think Buddy appreciates it.
No.
Politically insensitive?
Yeah.
Well, so what is the more than one way to skin a raccoon? To skin a snake? How's that? Is that better? No.
I don't know. I think skinning anything now is just offensive, isn't it?
Well, not to me, but I mean, I shouldn't.
To the skinner, to the skinny, it's pretty offensive.
Yeah. Wells Fargo is the chief funder, and they cut their ties.
Don't they have enough problems already?
I would think they don't need any more problems. So they were the first one to say, okay, we're pulling out.
Yep.
And let's see here if we can find out who the other banks are. The Keystone Pipeline is not part of this. I think they've got that pretty well taken care of. Wells Fargo said they called the divestiture symbolic and notes that other communities and tribes are important to them. All right, so anyway, you get the picture. That's what they're doing. And I think it's a good idea. I'm all for it. Anybody have a problem with it?
I do not. Nope. And I like that it's peaceful, like you said. It's, you know, it's a smarter way to go about it.
Sure is. Okay. I did for some reason or other, I didn't sleep well last night. I've actually been
joined
up
the club.
2 o'clock, 2:30. I came and I was doing some work in here. And interestingly enough, up on my computer pops an overview of sleep and sleep patterns. And I wasn't looking for this. It just sort of showed up in one of my daily statements that I get from various websites. And the underscore here is how important it is. I don't think is there anybody who doesn't know this? How important regular periods of sleep are to your body and to your mind? It's almost, your body is a focus often, but nobody talks about how important sleep is to your mind. It's balancing your life. Because if you don't sleep well, you know as well as I do, you drink a lot of coffee, you do things to keep yourself awake, and it does bizarre things to your brain. And so if you're feeling drained and sluggish and you don't, you know, I think I probably slept 4 hours last night, and I feel fine now. But I'll, later on in the day, I'll need a nap. And I'll take it because when I do, bingo, it just makes the rest of my day, makes me feel great. And if I'm going to be on the farm working on equipment, I want to be very alert. But I just, I wasn't thinking about sleep in terms of my brain. I was thinking about it more in terms of my body. But if you forego sleep, if you don't, like Jennifer is another one who doesn't, well, all of us, I suppose, could be accused of not getting enough sleep. And it comes with the territory. But the other side of it is that you, if you take an afternoon siesta, it not only is refreshing, but it increases your productivity, your creativity, and is just, you don't have to get 8 hours or 7 hours together. I might get five.
I used to like naps.
Take a nap. You used to like them.
Oh, poor Jen.
I used to have time for them. I used to like them.
I know. All right. Well,
I miss them a lot.
Close the door to your office and just...
Yeah, right.
Lock the door to your office.
I give it 10 seconds till it'll be open right back up again.
Yeah. Close and lock it. Or put an, like I used to do on the back door. I used to put a sign. Actually, Mary would put a sign on the back door. Nap time. Nap time. See you later. Don't knock on the door. Don't come in. Stay away. Much easier at the new house. Anyway, that's my little focus on speech. In a moment, we focus on television tonight. The let's see, what was the NCIS ended last night. I did watch a bit of that. I watched Madam Secretary, which is becoming a better and better show all the time, I think. Anyway, the series finale is next weekend, and there are a lot of series finales, I'm guessing, this week that Jennifer will tell us about right after these words.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for love in your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. If you've got kids, you've got stains. The best way to stop them from sticking around is to treat them quickly. For most stains, soak the fabric in cold water, then pre-treat before laundering. For stains from grass, ice cream, or other dairy, pre-soak using a product containing enzymes. And if mud is leaving a mark, pre-treat those with a paste of powdered laundry detergent. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
As a 300-foot-tall dino monster, people think all I'm good at is rampaging. But there's more to me than that. Just like Geico. Yeah, they could save you money, but they also have over 75 years of savings and service. So Geico is super good at insurance. And yeah, I like rampaging. But I'm also a huge fan of opera.
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
With Zillow, you're not just looking for a house. You're looking for the kitchen where you'll bake your baby's smash cake. The extra bedroom where your sister will constantly crash. You're looking for a garage where you'll park bicycles, tricycles, and every mode of transportation. Except your car.
You're not just looking for a house. You're looking for a place for your life to happen. And whether buying or renting, Zillow makes it easy. With smart search features, photos, and more. Zillow. Find your way home.
There was 57 channels and nothing on.
All right, let's get out of here. 18 past the hour. I've looked at the TV show renewal sheet here. America's Got Talent. Let's just quickly. Grey's Anatomy. Scandal for one more season. How to Get Away with Murder. All renewed for ABC. The Affair. I don't remember that. What's that? Is that about an affair? Husband and wife?
It's an action. I think it's like a mystery thriller.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Yeah.
America's Got Talent, Ballers, that's The Rock and his, that's an HBO show. Big Bang Theory, Blind Spots, Blue Bloods, that's good. Bull is supposed to be a good show. All the Chicago shows. Criminal Minds, I never have gotten that show. Never, ever, 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 ever have I understood what the popularity was of that show.
People love it.
I know. Designated Survivor, no surprise there. Gotham, Grace and Frankie, Hawaii 5-0. That's getting to be a silly show. How to Get Away with Murder, Kevin Can Wait, another silly show. Lethal Weapon, which is quite a good show. MacGyver, Madam Secretary, Major Crimes, another good show. Both of those are good shows. I actually have seen MacGyver a couple of times. That's a pretty good show, too, the way they're doing it. Mom, I don't know who's... I don't know
anybody. It's a great show.
Is it?
That's Anna Faris and Allison Janney. It's a sitcom, but it's a
great
show.
Oh, okay. Yes, yes. I got it. Yeah. Nashville... NCIS, all those shows, Scorpion, Shades of Blue, X-Files. There's a new show, back to Law and Order, called True Crime, coming out this fall. Did you know that? So Dick Wolf will have 6 hours of network shows that he's producing.
Wow.
Can you imagine?
Pretty good.
Yep, it sure
between
is. All right.
Dick Wolf and Shonda Rhimes, right? Isn't that like, that takes up all of the networks?
Yeah, right. Yeah, yeah. We got a formula. All right, so Jen, what are we doing tonight?
All right, tonight Gotham is getting ready for its big wrap-up, which I think will happen next week, but you can catch the big build-up as Jim Gordon discovers the big weapon that will be used to destroy Gotham at 8 o'clock on Fox. Supergirl, also new in the superhero vein, on the CW at 8, and Wonder Woman, Linda Carter, is going
to star. Wonder Woman!
Yeah, she and Terry Hatcher both are guest starring in tonight's episode. Year Million, if this is more of your thing on National Geographic, it airs at 9 o'clock, and it's a six-part documentary that is narrated by Lawrence Fishburne exploring what it will be like to be human 1 million years from now. So I think we'll all be here, right?
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Scorpion's new with their season 3 finale on CBS at 10. Also tonight, you've got Dancing with the Stars, The Voice. Of course, those are winding down. Baby Daddy's new on Freeform at 8:30. And Teen Mom, brand new, 9 o'clock on MTV.
Good job, Jen. Jen, 21 after the hour on the DJ V Show.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Do you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
By the shore, under the sun, with my feet in the sand, that you brought me here, and I'm happy that you did, 'cause now I'm as free as birds catching the wind. I always thought I would sing, so I never swam.
Well, here's the Miley Cyrus. She went to the top of the Billboard charts, and Twitter has a trending chart. Is that true? I didn't know that.
Yeah, Billboard and Twitter have worked together on a trending chart.
Really? This is the first single in 4 years called Malibu. What do we think of this? You listen to it. 700,000 global views since last Thursday, so got to have some connection to it. What do we think of her, and what do we think of this song? She's, last week, didn't we talk about her stopping her pension for smoking weed?
True,
I think that would have been distracting for her fiancé. Is she still engaged to this guy, Liam Hemsworth?
Yes. Yeah. Uh-huh. This song is written for him and about him, and he shot the all of the images for the cover album. So, yeah, they kind of worked on this together. I love Miley, and I love her voice. I just don't know that this song is something that I'm really that into. It's a little boring.
I find, I don't know, I'm not going to make a judgment about how she is now, because I don't know. She was not a great role model, I didn't think, for all the attention she was getting. And at 24, she's way too young. I don't know what her father's telling her, but to be that serious with this guy seems counterproductive. What? Oh, my God. At 24, you're too young. You're 25 now, but you're too young to be serious with anybody.
I think that's a personal thing. I think that some people aren't mature enough.
No.
Well, you say that. My parents have been married since they were 22 and 23.
Yeah, but that was different. That's 20 years ago. Today, too many distractions.
Yeah,
too many distractions. Take it from the old man, kid.
I don't know. Okay.
All right. So anyway, Malibu is going to be on TV the 21st, which is, a week from tonight? Is that next Sunday night, the Billboard Music Awards.
Yeah.
8 o'clock Eastern. I have all these shows on now. It's going to be on ABC. What's on ABC on Sunday now? Not much. I watch the CBS lineup. All right, so there's that. And now let's focus on Patti LuPone, who apparently is not a big fan of Madonna's. She went off on Lady Madge during an episode of Watch What Happens Live with Andy Cohen. She made it clear she doesn't care for her singing or acting or anything else. So why should we care about what she thinks? She took issue
with
Madonna's portrayal of Eva Peron.
Yeah.
The original what?
She was the original Eva Peron on Broadway and won the Tony for it.
Okay. She thought it was a piece of blank.
Yep.
You can guess, folks, the blank begins with an S and ends with a T.
Not a piece of cake.
No. I actually have always liked the music from this show.
It's beautiful. I love it. Yeah.
I've actually never seen the show, but I like the music from it.
I thought Madonna did a good job in this movie, actually.
Yeah, and most of all, didn't they get all kinds of awards?
She won the Golden Globe. She won the Golden Globe for this movie, for the movie version of it. I thought she did a fine job. So, Patti LuPone, I don't know. Maybe there's some sour grapes.
Because the only thing, she's upset because Madonna only spoke to her once and said, I'm taller than you.
Which isn't saying much because Madonna's 5 feet.
All right, let's see. Paul McCartney is in Pirates. We're looking at, that doesn't look like him at all.
Isn't that amazing?
He looks a little more like Jack Sparrow than he does Paul McCartney.
Right.
There's a picture we can see here of McCartney, and he's going to be in this new... When is that? That's out pretty soon, isn't it? I think it is.
I want to say either next weekend or Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean. So you can see McCartney there. I don't want to see it. It looks too gory. 28 minutes after the hour.
He's not a horse whisperer. He's a horse listener. The Successful Farming Radio Magazine is brought to you by Kubota. Where passion meets performance, Kubota can help you achieve more. Kubota, for earth, for life.
I'm the neighbor that drives a Kubota. I scout, venture off the beaten path, tow, haul, fuel my passion, to be part of a bigger picture. This is why I do it. Kubota. Right now, a Kubota RTV can be yours with zero down and 0% financing for up to 48 months. See your local Kubota dealer today.
Now through May 31st, 2017. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms.
When Jim Masterson worked as a groomer on the show horse circuit, he observed how horses were prepared to perform.
When trainers or owners or sometimes the veterinarians would have body work done on the horses, such as massage or chiropractic work, that the horses would exhibit certain subtle changes in behavior and sometimes not so subtle as the work was being done. And I was kind of intrigued by this, and so I started experimenting with just following what the horses, I called them responses to touch or to input, just following what the horse's responses were, and found that the horse would tell you if you used the correct level of pressure, where he was holding tension, and if you continued to use the correct level of pressure or movement, the horse would release that tension.
Masterson used what he learned to create the Masterson method, and most of his work now is teaching others how to do it.
Basically, any horse that has anything going on in his body, this is going to help them with. And how much depends on the degree of dysfunction in the body, I guess.
Learn more at MastersonMethod.com. For the Successful Farming Radio Magazine, I'm Daryl Anderson.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey purified water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest price filtration systems in every size. For incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency, get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. And I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
For at the hour now, the DJV experience, Doug Steffen, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen, with a focus on the large cyber attack that happened over the weekend. Malicious software stolen from the NSA, chaos in hospitals and government institutions in 100 countries over the weekend, first in the United Kingdom and then over in Asia, but apparently somebody in England figured out how to kill it. That doesn't mean these guys aren't going to find another way to restore it. They're asking for $300 or $400 to everybody to have their access restored. I had a number of false, strange emails I just deleted on my. I happen to have Windows. I have Microsoft. So what I'm trying to figure out here. Well, first of all, what this does is underscore what those lying SOBs at the National Security Agency, the NSA, have told us this is where they got whatever it is, and I'm wondering whether everybody in the world is invulnerable, and that's why it makes it so easy to get. There's hundreds of thousands of people that have been affected, but mostly at the moment it seems to be hospitals and government, a few banks, that kind of stuff. But you could see where they could, if they want to really drill down, if they're using this, what we think the NSA is using, to listen and monitor what you're doing. Anybody who's had, and that's everybody, right? Everybody's
mm-hmm.
Everybody has somehow or other been listened to, or at least the ability to listen to anybody's phone conversation, watch anybody's texting, anybody's email. That's all part of what the NSA does. So I would think anybody, I'm not an expert, so that's why I was asking you, Victoria, because you're much closer to this than I am. What's the update?
Well, it seems that if you are a Mac user, you're safe. And so if everyone who has a MacBook or a desktop or anything like that, if you're only using an iPad or an iPhone, any type of Apple product, you don't have to worry about this. This is just a PC thing. And the other thing is there is that Microsoft patch that it's the MS-17-010,
yeah.
And that's a security bulletin that you can grab the patch that will help protect your computer. You have to also make sure that you update your security system on your computer, especially if you haven't done it in the last at least 6 months. So do that as well. And just, again, if you get a shady-looking email, don't open it. Turn your computer off immediately. So, and that's the best that they can do. This 22-year-old in question, though, is sort of an amateur hacker, and he mm-hmm. accidentally discovered a kill switch for the ransomware. Mm-hmm. But he said that he basically halted it for a little bit, but he said this is definitely not over, and everyone still has to be really cautious.
Okay. So word to the wise is sufficient. That dude that crashed the Eurovision stage over the weekend, everybody thought he was an Australian because he was draped in the country's flag. Turns out to be a Ukrainian named Vitaly Sidyuk, who ran across the stage and mooned the crowd and all the people watching during the performance of this wasn't Miss America, though. I mean, Miss Universe, was it?
This is the famous Eurovision singing contest that is, for whatever reason, the U.S. is the only country that's never gotten into this. I mean, some people do, but in Europe and throughout the rest of the world, this is the biggest global singing competition that there is, and people go nuts for it.
So this guy did the same thing a couple of years ago on the Grammys. So there's I'm looking at a picture of Adele and J-Lo. He didn't have credentials. Nobody knew how he got in, but he got in, and then he did the same thing. And
I remember that now. It almost looked like someone went to give him a kiss. I think it was J-Lo was presenting Adele with the award, and this guy acted like he was, the usher who's on stage.
Yeah,
He sort of acted like that, and it was confusing to everyone, and then security came and got him.
Yeah. Gotcha.
I don't understand how people can do that. Like, how do you get through all the security?
I don't know. You'd think that it would be very, very difficult, but some people are clever when it comes to that sort of thing. Why do you want to do that? I mean, what's in it? So he could go to jail for 5 years. The Europeans are much, they're more open in some respects, but they don't like this kind of stuff. And so, it could be that this guy goes,
He and his naked bottom can go to jail?
Yeah. What do you want somebody to look at your butt for?
I don't know.
Look at my butt, but not under that circumstances for all the world to see. Wowie zowie. All right. So here's the story of Francesco Schettino. Do you know who Francesco Schettino is?
I do not.
You'll remember, although you'll absolutely be shocked to know that the Costa Concordia, the cruise ship that crashed off the Italian coast, mm-hmm. that was 5 years ago.
Wow.
32 people died. He was accused of abandoning the ship. He was sentenced to... Well, he was found guilty 2 years ago, and then mm-hmm. he's been forever pushing, appeals on top of appeals on top of appeals. The Italian court upheld his sentence. He's going away this week for 16 years.
Wow. Was he drunk at the time?
Wasn't there something else going on? He had a girlfriend on, and he was trying to show off for her. Exactly. What a mess.
And that's the ship that sort of stayed on its side, right? As it sunk.
Long time to get it off. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah.
Wow.
All right. And now I'll save this for Jennifer Lee Baca, who was the former sheriff of L.A., who got a 3-year prison sentence for derailing a federal investigation of him. These people are just amazing. Ay, ay, ay. I can. Amazing what you think what these people think they can get away with. That's what startles
in some cases
me.
What they do get away with.
Yeah, I suppose. Yeah. All right, time for some food news at 42 past the hour. Growing numbers of home chefs are visiting accident and emergency clinics because of our current obsession with avocados. There needs to be, according to some doctors, safety warnings. Danger, danger, Will Robinson. If you're cutting up avocados, you're moving a little... I don't know why. This is just avocado. It could be anything. You're stabbing yourself, cutting yourself when you're trying to get through the tough skin. You can do that with an orange. I've cut my finger on oranges and things like that. And avocados do have tough... But so does... Mango is tough, has a tough skin.
But the thing about avocados, though, is the way that you, like, you can hold an orange down on a cutting board and then cut it, but with an avocado, you hold it in your hand.
Yeah.
And that's where all these stab wounds are happening. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Because it's very hard to hold an avocado because it's so round and rolled.
Do you buy them already sliced, or do you slice them up?
I buy them whole because they go bad so quickly as soon as they hit the air, really. So you really don't have a choice. You can't buy them sliced. They're just going to be all brown.
Yeah.
So this, kinda but
like
I have come very close. I love avocados, and I have come very close to impaling myself.
Have you? God, when
did
you
yeah,
do that?
Oh, yeah, because the pit in the middle, sometimes it's so hard to get out depending on how soft the avocado is. And I stabbed it one time with a knife to get it out, and when I was trying to pull it out, I then proceeded to stab myself in the finger.
Ooh.
So, yes, don't do that.
Yes.
No, don't do that. All right, so we have some more actually important food news, including how to peel a hard-boiled egg. All right.
Oh, you know what? Whatever you learn from this, we have to remember to tell Jennifer tomorrow because she was just complaining about how she's really bad at that.
All right, so then we'll save this for Jennifer.
Yeah, for sure.
All right, other food news, though, coming right up here. As long as we're talking about avocados, we've just told you don't cut them up, but we have an exclusive report on the fastest way to ripen an avocado coming right up.
Hi, this is Leslie Segretti with a tip for love in your laundry room presented by Speed Queen. If you've got kids, you've got stains. The best way to stop them from sticking around is to treat them quickly. For most stains, soak the fabric in cold water, then pre-treat before laundering. For stains from grass, ice cream, or other dairy, pre-soak using a product containing enzymes. And if mud is leaving a mark, pre-treat those with a paste of powdered laundry detergent. Learn to love your laundry room at speedqueen.com.
Check out the Groupon app where you can save up to infinity, theoretically speaking. Actually, you can save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Suppose you saved $10 on tacos and took that $10 and used it to get more great restaurant deals on Groupon, like Italian or Chinese. Pretty soon, you could save a ton. Brunch? Check Groupon. Dinner plans? Check Groupon. Hungry? Use the top-rated Groupon app to save up to $100 a week on what you do every day. Download the app and save. Groupon.
Yo! Everybody get up! Everybody get up! Everybody needs to understand that I'm more than simply a hype man for this rap group. Just like Geico is more than just a company that can save you money. Geico also has fast and friendly claim service, so they can help you when you need it most. And while I do love being a hype man, I also love reading for children's audiobooks. Like Little Bo Peep, she lost the sheep, and she don't know where to find them. Yo!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
Geico, 15 minutes can save you 15% or more on your car insurance. That's pretty good news, I think. Quick way you can save money. Switch to Geico, geico.com. In 15 minutes, you can save 15% or more on your car insurance. Geico. Say hi to Warren. Warren is really, I find the fact that the companies that Warren Buffett I'm talking about, I shouldn't use him like he was my pal. Everybody, when I say Warren, you think I'm talking about Warren Eckstein, who is my pal.
I thought Eckstein, yeah.
Yeah, right. He owns, well, he doesn't, but Berkshire Hathaway owns Geico, and they have a fabulous track record for performance and profitability. So, good. All right, so that takes care of that. Now, as I promised, the fastest way to ripen an avocado. You've all been there, right? You want to make guacamole, avocado toast, but the avocados are hard. What do? Here is the recommendation from the California Avocado Commission. It says the majority of stores carry avocados that are ripe. ready to eat. Many consumers purchase enough avocados for a week. Not a good idea. Got to buy them and keep them for a day or two. Shop at stores that have ripe avocado programs for immediate use. If you have a couple of days to spare, place a hard avocado in a bag with an apple or a banana. Make sure it's in the bag at room temperature. That'll make it ripen faster. Apples and bananas emit a ripening agent called ethylene gas. Ripe avocados can be kept in the refrigerator for a day or two to slow down the maturation process. So if you look at Pinterest, you can see a tip there. Use a potato ricer to create fluffy small grains. If you like avocado and small, I don't like it big, chunky. I don't like the texture of it. I know they're all good for you, but I don't like the texture.
You like it more like whipped?
No, like I like fluffy, little pieces like... of it. The suggestion here is they're little pieces.
Like the ricer, yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
Okay. News out of the Middle East today is that Osama bin Laden's son is coming to the surface. I don't know, anybody see your 60 Minutes last night? Ali.
I missed that.
Ali Soufan, the former FBI agent who was the lead investigator of Al Qaeda, was on. He described a letter from Hamza bin Laden, who's the son. It was collected in the raid and was declassified last week. Quote, he tells him that he remembers every look, every smile you gave me, every word you told me. He'd be about 28 now. Wrote the letter when he was 22 and hadn't seen his father in several years. He wrote, I consider myself to be forged in steel. The path of jihad for the sake of God is what we live. So he's vying for leadership in Al-Qaeda now. He's been around this stuff since he was a child. There was a video of him when he was a boy that was used in propaganda. He was sometimes holding a gun. He was sometimes holding a sword. But he was the one they used as a poster child to get youngsters to become members of Al-Qaeda. I like that. He is perfect, according to this guy that was on 60 Minutes last night, as a global terrorist because he seems to have figured out what his father did, how to move and hide. And so he's saying to the American people, we're coming for you, and you're going to feel it. We're going to take revenge for what you did to my father. Iraq, Afghanistan, all of it. We will avenge what you have done. So who knows whether it's just so much hooey or not. But you know, I don't remember ever knowing anything about bin Laden's son. You remember hearing anything about him before? I don't remember anything.
Not really. I thought that there were a few daughters or some nieces that surfaced during that time, but I don't ever recall, like you always knew about Saddam Hussein's sons. They were, you know, kind of always right. talked about, right. But yes, you're
Uday
right.
Uday and Quire or whatever his name was.
Yeah.
Uday and Uday. I slept in the bedroom
yeah.
at the castle when I was over there.
Ooh.
Yeah, exactly. Thank you. It's 10 before the hour here in the DJV Experience.
Do you use Viagra or Cialis? Have you been thinking about trying Viagra or Cialis? What if we could promise you the same results for less than $2 a pill? If you're paying $20 a pill for Viagra, you're being taken to the cleaners. Our pill delivers the exact same results for less than $2. We'll do the math for you. You save more than $16 a pill for the same results. Want more? We'll give you 45 blue pills or 45 yellow pills for $99 and add 5 more pills free. You save more than $500. You don't have to be a rocket scientist to know what to do next. You need to call us at 800-590-4987 and get your 50 pills for just $99. Stop overpaying for Viagra. Call us and start saving a ton of money for the exact same results. Ordering is fast and easy with your pills delivered to your door in an unmarked package. Call us right now. 800-590-4987. That's 800-590-4987. 800-590-4987. Today.
How to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1. Stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything. Your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Architects. Yeah, it's all our fault. Now, you know there's no sure way for us to fight a fire or anything over the seventh floor. But you guys just keep building them as high as you can. Hey, are you here to take me on or the fire?
Aha! Paul Newman! And Steve McQueen from Towering Inferno, right? Chuck, over the voices, right?
I did a private showing on Friday night with some local business owners, about 35 people in East Strasburg, to get them involved with our community theater. And, you know, after watching that movie, you know, I've seen this movie so many times, but they don't make actors like Steve McQueen anymore. And that was one of the great pairings of all time in the history of Hollywood in a big-budget genre movie, Paul Newman and Steve McQueen. But Steve McQueen is the fire chief, and that Doug was all in, totally zoned in and focused, and he was really incredible presence in that film and a great talent. And they don't make actors. It really, if you look at the actors working in the business today, in terms of just aura on screen, there's just nothing like a Steve McQueen or a Paul Newman. I don't think so.
No, there are a few that have it. I wonder what
there's
you
good,
thought.
There's a few good ones, but I don't think anything on that realm.
Yeah. What did you think of the career of Powers Booth, who died yesterday at the age of 68?
He was a good character actor. I mean, a lot of people might remember him for the movie Red Dawn with Patrick Swayze. He was in Tombstone, another big fan favorite. I thought he played a great villain, a really good villain in the Jean-Claude Van Damme, a Die Hard clone, Sudden Death, back in the 80s.
He was a bad guy in that.
He's also one of the presidents on 24.
Yeah, Vice President.
Daniels.
Yeah, right. But didn't he also, he was in that what's the name of that show?
Deadwood.
Deadwood.
Oh,
that was,
yeah, he was really good. I told you off air, a lot of people might find him very similar to actor Stacey Keith in sort of look and acting style. But Powers Booth was good. He passed away reportedly of natural causes in his sleep at the age of 68.
Yeah. All right, we're going to review. We'll give you the box office totals. Chucker and I both saw the same movies over the weekend. We'll talk about them in just a moment.
Welcome to Geico's Motorcycle Meanderings.
Oh, man, this is great. I sure saved a lot of money by switching to Geico. Scored some big savings, and now I can use their mobile app 24/7 for all sorts of stuff. Life just makes sense now. You know what doesn't make sense? If a car is called a horseless carriage, why isn't a motorcycle called a horseless horse? Maybe it would just be adding insult to injury for the out-of-work horses.
Geico Motorcycle. Savings that make sense.
Staples knows that when your spreadsheets no longer spread, it's time. When your presentations are not presentable, it's time. And when tensions in the office are high.
Now, tensions are very, very high.
It's definitely time. And it's times like these when pros turn to Staples. Staples has a full range of tech services to help your business with everything from data recovery to virus protection. And right now, get $50 off PC diagnostic and repair service so your business won't miss a beat. Staples, it's pro time. Ends 5/27. Service does not include parts.
All right, let's get to what happened at the box office over the weekend, then we'll talk about these movies we saw. What came in first, Chuck? Are any surprises?
No, there were two new movies open that didn't perform very well. Number one, again, Guardians of the Galaxy, Volume 2 for the second straight weekend, $63 million in business, $246 million, 10 days. Snatched, a new comedy with Amy Schumer, coming off her hit Trainwreck and pairing with Goldie Hawn, her first film in 14 years. Film underperformed, $17.5 million. It was awesome. Tracking over 20. Warner awesome. Brothers and Guy Ritchie directed King Arthur, Legend of the Sword, another big underperformer, just $14.7 million. That's a horrible opening weekend considering the budget was $175 million. Fate of the Furious 4th, 5.3, $215 million to date. And the Baby Boss animated film with the voice of Alec Baldwin ran out the top 5, 4.6, $162 million. I think it's 6 weeks of release. What do you go to see at the theater, Doug?
I saw Snatched, which was a complete and utter waste of time. Very disappointing. I don't like Amy Schumer, never really have, but I thought I'd give Goldie Hawn a shot, and it just was stupid. Just pathetic, actually.
Didn't laugh at all?
No, laugh. It was pathetic.
Okay.
Then I went to see Dinner, which was profoundly depressing.
Richard Gere and so what do you think of Steve Coogan's performance? I like
very unusual performance for him. It's not like
it held my interest, that performance.
What I thought actually it did give me some cause and pause for thought about how mental illness in this country is just swept under the rug, not taken care of at all, and this, you know, it helps you think through that a little bit. And then because I was depressed when I got out, walked out of there, but the next theater over had Gifted, so I paid that theater a visit and watched most of that movie with Chris Evans and the young lady who plays the gifted child is gifted.
She's really good. Really good.
That's a movie we're seeing.
And he's very likable in it, too.
Yeah, he is, and she is. So you want to see a good movie that's new, see Gifted. Chucker and I would both agree on that. It's 59 past the hour, the DJV show.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.